you're my savior. Jesus, you're my healer. You are my provider. You are my redeemer. Jesus, you are my Lord. Jesus, you are my Lord. Jesus, you're my savior. Jesus, you're my healer. You are my provider. You are my redeemer. Jesus, you are my Lord. Jesus, you are my Lord. Jesus, you're my Savior.
Amen. Aren't you glad that Jesus is your Lord today? Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 8. Praise the Lord. We're going to begin at verse 14. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. Now, already in Matthew chapter 8, we've seen Jesus heal a leper and heal the centurion's servant. Amen. He's declared no uncertain terms that it's his will to heal. Amen. And we have here now, again, a time where he walks into Peter's house. Nobody asked him to touch his mother. Nobody asked him to pray for her. And yet he did. He walked right over to her. I mean, it appears that way. He walked right over to her and touched her. Didn't hesitate. She was sick. She needed healing. He was led of the Lord, led of the Father. He saw the Father do this. He walked right over there, touched her. Amen. Ministered to her. Fever left her. Praise God. Amen. I've seen fever leave people when you minister to them. Prayed for some people in Guatemala one time. Three of them. A mother and two children all at once. You know how people have, when they have a fever or high fever, their eyes are all glassy and kind of glazed over? Well, they stood there in front of me. And some people had ministered to them and talked to them about receiving Jesus and gave me the go-ahead to pray for them. Amen. There were other people there that could speak Spanish. I couldn't. You know, I just waited until they said, go ahead and pray. And I laid hands on them. And as soon as I laid hands, the moment I laid hands on them, that fever left. And the smile that came across their faces. The little girl that the mother had by the hand, the little baby, of course, you know, that expression is a little different. But the little girl and the mother, they just, big smile. And you could see that glassy look. Their eyes cleared up instantly. Amen. Jesus is the healer. He hasn't changed. Amen. We talked about that the other day. God doesn't change. Amen. The things that he's done before, he will do again. Hallelujah. 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 You got fever in your body today. You got pain in your body today. That fever and that pain has to go in Jesus' name. You lay your hand on your body right now. In the name of Jesus, that has to go. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, that has to go. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. Now, verse 16, it says, and when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. Not some of them, not most of them, all of them. Amen. All of them. Praise God. When evening was come. Now, I want you to notice something. Matthew 5, 6, and 7 are all one sermon. you ever noticed that, it's all one sermon, really. Sometimes we stop it there at the beginning of Matthew 5 and we call it the Beatitudes, but really it's all one sermon. And he just kept talking. And then it says in the beginning of the chapter 8 here, he came down off the mountain where he had been speaking this sermon into Capernaum and began to minister to these people, these different ones. So it's quite possible, even from a geographical point of view, it's quite possible that this all happened in one day. Amen. I just think that's amazing that Jesus declared what he declared and did what he did in one day. Hallelujah. It says they brought many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself bare our sicknesses, took our infirmities, and bare our sicknesses. Amen. Turn back with me to Isaiah chapter 53, and we'll just look at that. We'll just look at that right quick. Isaiah 53, that's what's being quoted there. Amen. Isaiah 53, verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows or pain, a man acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely, surely, he hath borne our griefs, our sicknesses, our sorrows, carried our sorrows, our pain, our agony. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. Amen. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Amen. With his stripes, we are healed. Amen. Are you a human being? Well, of course you are. Amen. You are a human. You don't have to try to be one. You are one. Amen. If you're married, you know, you're either a husband or a wife. You just are one. Amen. You are healed. Now, Isaiah was looking forward at this when he made this statement. He was looking forward. He was seeing this in a vision. He was seeing this in a prophetic sense and looking forward. Jesus didn't come for another 400 years. He was looking forward at this and said, by the stripes that he bore, by the bruises that he took. In fact, that, you know, it goes on to say that about the bruise there, the bruise, he was bruised, and that word stripes could be bruised, and that it could be one big bruise. Jesus was brutally beaten to purchase healing for you and I, for our physical bodies. Peter looked back at this in 1 Peter 2:24, if you wanted to turn over there. Peter looked back at this and he said, by the stripes Jesus bore, we were healed. Isaiah looked forward and said, we are. Peter looked back and said, we were. This is a finished work, my brothers and sisters. This is a finished work. Just as much as Jesus dealt with your sin on the cross, he dealt with your sickness and disease and your pain. Amen. At Pilate's whipping post and on that cross. Amen. It says the chastisement of your peace was upon him. That has to do with the peace of your soul, man, your emotions. You know where it said that he healed the brokenhearted? Amen. Right there it is. He'll heal your broken heart. He'll heal your broken body. Amen. And he'll recreate your broken spirit. Glory to God. And give you a brand new spirit, a brand new man, a brand new nature, his nature. Make you a new creation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. If you've never received Jesus as the Lord of your life, do it. Praise God. Declare him as your Savior. Declare him as your Lord. Declare your faith in his death, burial, and resurrection. Declare Jesus as the Lord of your life and begin to honor him and obey him today. Amen. Declare him as your healer, because he is. Declare him as your healer. Receive him today as your healer. And let his healing power begin to work in you. Father, in Jesus' name, again, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is alive and powerful. And we thank you, Father God, that there's an anointing in your word that's carried there, a power, Lord, to bring healing and a cure to those that are listening. And I speak life to them in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that they are receivers of your word and of healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Selah.